didn't set a date. He said by Monday and Tuesday, a consultation will take place among all the stakeholders and they will propose a date. If the consultation is not able to propose a date, they will refer the matter to the Constitutional Council and the Constitutional Council will decide about the date.
So why do you think the president came out to talk without a date for the election?
Well, I think what the president is trying to do is really, he doesn't want to take a decision because the decree that convened the people for the February 25, 2024 presidential election was taken by himself without any consultation. Normally, that is the power of the executive. But by doing so, now that consultation is not just limited to the president, to the administrative in charge of the preparation of the election and the 19 candidates. It's even open to those who were candidates and didn't succeed to get a place for the election, which means that he's trying to reopen the conversation to restart the process.
As we have been saying, the president's term expires on April 2nd. So who is going to rule the country comes April 2nd?
Well, first he confirmed that by April 2, he will be leaving the power. He said if the Monday and Tuesday consultation set a date and that date allow the election of the next president, he will be happy to hand over the power to that president elected. If not, by the 2nd of April, the Constitutional Court will also determine who will be the next president of Senegal. But I just need to take your audience that that issue is already resolved by our constitution. If the president is not there, the president resigns, or there is no longer a president in power, the Speaker of the Parliament replaces the president and will be there for only 3 months until the new president is elected.
The president spoke at night when kind of late there. How do you think Senegalese are going to react to this?
Well, I think, you know, the president didn't just talk about the date of the election and his departure. He talked about reconciliation among Senegalese. And for him, reconciliation means we forget and forgive all the wrong that were done in the past. And for that, he promised that the parliament will adopt a law on amnesty. But we don't know yet which period is covered by the amnesty. He also said that through the reconciliation process, Sonko and Jomai Fay will be free. For the time being, people are still trying to digest. But from what I'm hearing, it's a mixed view about what the president said. People are happy to hear the president about all these issues because he was silent. But at the same time, what the president is proposing is not really a solution to the problem that we are experiencing because we want to know the date of the election. So the administration should sit with the candidate and discuss the date of the election. But he wants to organize a kind of jamboree, kind of dialogue for 2 days. What can you sort out in 2 days? Why an outgoing president is really going to organize a kind of consultation for everybody? So I think for me, part of all this drama was just a kind of way of trying to get a law on amnesty that will help to protect some of the people who did wrong during his presidency.